I was wondering what winning that award would mean to you, and if there's anything in particular that you've taken pride in accomplishing from a coaching perspective this year.
However, it is a way to make sure that the staff and the players, you know, get the appreciation. Don't need it. I think it's a stupid award. We shouldn't have it. And it's more about the players, and it's more about the work that the staff puts in. And it's just that simple. I really don't ever want to be asked or talked about it again. It's just that dumb. So the players play. It's about them. Staff works their ass off. I'm grateful for that.
Obviously, Jason Tatum's won Player of the Week plenty of times in his career, but this one coming 3 weeks after his return, did it feel extra special? Did you talk to him about it at all? And was it cool to just kind of see him get that?
I haven't talked to him about it, but it's a good small affirmation, that he's continuing to chip away at being, just getting better and better. So, it's a credit to the work that he's put in, his team and everybody that's helped him get, back to where he is now and what he's done. And so, good small affirmation, and we keep getting better.
Joe, not to put you on the spot, but how would you define Celtics culture? I know it's something you guys talk about a lot, is that there's a culture here and there's a standard, but if you were to take a stab at defining what that is.
Yeah. Just people, I would say. I mean, I think when you take a look at the people that we have, it starts there. The alignment, organization, top to bottom, ownership. The alignment and the empowerment of the front office, the players. I think it starts with the players, and really the best players, the type of character that they have, the competitive character that they have, and then you go down to the staff, and go down to the employees, the travel party, the people in the building, the people that help us in the garden. I think it's very simple, synonymous for people, and everybody has to have an understanding that what they do matters, and they can impact winning. So that's kind of how I define it.
Joe, what's the conversation with Tatum with not playing tonight? I know he probably wants to try to play in a back-to-back, but did you have to convince him not to want to play?
I honestly didn't. That's where I just trust the people that we have. I trust the sports science team. Trust Nick, the guy that's been with him for a lot of his career, but also during his journey and getting back there. So I kind of stayed out of it, really just listened, to the people that know a lot more about that and kind of trust them. And that's what's best for our team. That's what's best for him right now. And then, we go forward. So just kind of listen to that right now.
So does it surprise you that your players morph into whatever they need? Last night was no Jalen, no Derek tonight. Like, it's going to be no Mimi. It just seems like they morph into whatever you need them. Is that surprising?
I don't know if they force into what. I think they're competitive, and they force into what gives us the chance to win the game at that particular time. And that's just the mindset that we have to have. You want to be able to validate a locker room to where 1 through 17 can impact winning any given night. I thought that second quarter run with Ron did some great things for us, and he's helped us win over there. So I think you just want to validate 1 through 17. And when you're in situations like this, there's an expectation and understanding of, it doesn't matter. We have an opportunity to win, and we got to stick to the process of winning, and we're all capable of doing it. So I think it just more comes from them having an understanding of that and then wanting to win, which goes back to Noah's question about just the people. We got people that want to be competitive. Doesn't always mean it's going to go our way, but I feel like we got a shot because of the type of guys we got.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks.